Okay, so have you ever had like this killer idea for a project, right? You know, something with some serious potential. But then when it comes to actually getting the funding, it's like suddenly everybody just disappears. It's like pulling teeth.
Yeah, finding the money, that's always the challenge, isn't it? It's like this universal hurdle.
Yeah.
And that's what I found interesting about this Latin Flash material. They're really zeroing in on that pain point,
Yeah.
trying to offer a different approach.
I noticed that they don't sugarcoat it either. They basically come right out and say traditional financing, it's a buzzkill. Like they actually use the phrase one size fits all, which, ouch, kind of hits a little close to home.
Well, it's true, though. Right. One size fits all rarely fits anyone. And that's where I think they're trying to differentiate themselves. They're really pushing this customized project financing. So it's not just, here's the money, good luck. It's more about aligning the financing with your specific goals.
So it's not enough to just get the money, it has to be the right money.
Yeah, exactly. The right money structured in a way that makes sense for your project. Because otherwise, you end up twisting yourself into knots trying to make it fit.
It's like trying to force a square peg into a round hole.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it. And that's, I think, why they're using words like tailored solutions, flexible funding, even this idea of being a partner, which are all kind of buzzwords. We hear them a lot. But
Right.
if they can actually deliver on that, that could
Yeah.
be a game changer.
Okay, now that's got my attention. So let's dive into the specifics, because they talk about supporting projects at every stage, from the initial idea all the way through to actually launching and everything in between. What does that actually look like in practice?
Well, let's say you're in the early stages, just testing the waters with your idea. They suggest that they can provide guidance and even some seed funding to help you refine your concept and build a strong foundation.
Okay.
And then as you move into the development phase and you need to hire a team or you need to rent equipment, they say they can adapt and provide that specific type of financing that you need at that moment.
It's almost like having a financial sidekick, you know, someone who's in your corner, not only believing in your vision, but actually able to back it up.
Yeah, exactly. They want to be seen as that trusted advisor that's there to support you every step of the way.
Which makes sense because, let's be honest, most projects, they don't follow a straight line. You have to be able to adapt to change course, maybe even completely pivot.
Exactly.
Right.
And if your funding source is stuck in that rigid one-size-fits-all model, it can really limit your ability to innovate and to respond to new opportunities or
So
challenges.
you need that flexibility.
Exactly. And that's where they're arguing that their customized approach really makes a difference. Instead of trying to fit you into an existing box, they say they'll work with you to create a financing plan.
That actually evolves as your project evolves so that you can stay agile and responsive.
Okay, I like it so far. But let's get down to brass tacks. They keep using this word partner. What does that actually mean in the context of financing? Are they like bringing snacks to your brainstorming sessions? Are we talking about late-night pep talks? Well, I don't know about the snacks, but they're definitely trying to present themselves as more collaborative than your typical lender. They talk a lot about strategic guidance, ongoing support, being there to help you navigate the inevitable challenges that crop up.
So less like a hands-off investor, more like a co-pilot in the project.
That's the idea they're going for. But of course, we always have to remember this is marketing material.
Right.
It's going to highlight all the positives.
Yeah, they're not exactly going to lead with the potential downsides. So as a savvy listener, what are some red flags or questions that you should be keeping in mind as you're evaluating all of this?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Their marketing sounds great on paper, but the real question is, can they actually deliver on those promises? And that's where a healthy dose of skepticism and some thorough due diligence comes in.
So it's like trust but verify, right? Especially when it comes to something as important as financing your big idea. What are some practical steps our listeners can take to make sure Latin Flash is the real deal?
I think the first thing is to look beyond buzzwords.
Right.
They use a lot of them, like flexible funding. But what does that actually mean in practice? I'd be asking for concrete examples. How have they structured financing for projects similar to mine? Don't be afraid to get into the details. Ask about repayment terms, interest rates, any potential fees, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you have every right to grill them a little bit. It's your project after all.
Exactly. Don't be shy about asking the tough questions. Another thing to consider is their track record, right? Have they actually successfully funded projects in your industry? Have they helped businesses like yours achieve their goals? Look for case studies, testimonials, referrals from other businesses that have worked with them.
And this might seem obvious, but are they actually as partnery as they claim to be? Talk to their existing clients, especially those who are in a similar stage as you. See if their experiences match up with what Latin Flash is promising.
Exactly, because at the end of the day, Finding the right financing partner, it's not just about the money. It's about having a team that understands your vision,
right,
that supports your growth, and that's there to help you navigate all the challenges that come up along the way.
It's like any good relationship. Communication is key. You want a partner who is responsive, transparent, and genuinely invested in your success.
Right. Now, let's talk about those potential downsides we touched on earlier. Because even with a customized approach, there are always going to be some limitations. Latin Flash can't eliminate all risks or guarantee your project's success.
And while they talk a lot about being flexible, that flexibility might come at a cost. It's possible that their interest rates or fees could be higher than more traditional financing options, especially if your project is seen as higher risk.
That's a really important point. Don't just assume that customized means cheaper. You really need to do your homework. Compare the total cost of financing across different options to make sure you're getting the best deal.
It's all about reading the fine print. Right. Another thing that jumped out at me in their material was this idea of scaling with confidence. They make it seem so easy, but we all know that scaling a project comes with its own set of hurdles.
Oh, absolutely. While Latin Flash might be able to provide additional funding as your project grows, they can't control external factors, things like market demand competition, or even something like a global pandemic.
Yeah, sometimes those curveballs just come out of nowhere. So even with the best financing in place, you still need to have a solid plan, a great team, and a good dose of realism when it comes to managing that growth.
Right. Now let's circle back to that idea of Latin Flash supporting projects from the ground up. They talk a lot about supporting early stage projects, which is great. But what happens if your project is already up and running? Maybe you've hit a roadblock, or you need a cash infusion to capitalize on a new opportunity.
Do they only work with startups, or can they also help businesses that are already established? Yeah, that's a good point. Not everyone's starting from square one, right? Some people listening might already have a business up and running, and now they're hitting a point where they need that extra push.
Right, exactly. And that's something I would definitely ask them. How do they handle projects at different stages? Do they have experience helping businesses scale up?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe pivot their operations? Because it's one thing to back a brand new idea. It's a whole other ballgame to jump in when a project's already in motion.
Yeah, and I imagine the due diligence would look different, too. You'd want to know how they evaluate an existing projects, you know? Plus, what are they bringing to the table?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You want to know how they figure out what's working, what's not, and then how do they tailor the financing to fit those specific needs.
Makes sense. Okay, so this is getting a little technical, but stick with me. What about their exit strategy? Like, what happens if a project has to change direction or gets acquired? Or, let's be real, sometimes things just don't work out.
That's huge. You definitely want to know that up front. How do they handle things if the project goes in a different direction than planned?
Okay, so those are some serious questions. Our listeners can take straight to Latin Flash, but stepping back for a second, what I'm hearing is customized financing, it sounds great on the surface, but the real story is in the details.
100%.
Yeah.
This whole deep dive into Latin Flash, it's not about saying they're the answer for every project. It's about giving you, the listener, the information, the questions you need to ask to decide if they're the right fit for you.
Because knowledge without action, it's just...
Well, it's more noise.
Right.
And we definitely don't want to add to that. Exactly. So to wrap things up, here's the takeaway. Latin Flash. They offer a different way of looking at financing. They emphasize customization partnership. But like any financial decision, it takes careful thought. You got to do your homework.
Don't just take their marketing at face value. Ask the hard questions, compare them to other options, and most importantly, make sure their approach actually lines up with your goals, your risk tolerance, your vision for the project.
And never forget, even with the best financing in the world, your project's success, it all comes down to you, your vision, your execution, and being able to adapt and thrive. Because things change.
So there you have it, our deep dive into Latin Flash and the world of customized project financing. Hopefully this episode has given you plenty to think about. Maybe spark some new ideas for bringing your game-changing project to life. Until next time, keep learning, keep innovating, and keep diving deep.